Hello, it's Amy Peacock, chief running instructor and fitness trainer. I should say master chief running instructor. I've been doing this running form instruction for so long. I just wanted to talk about this today because I've recently had a lot of people tell me, oh, I used to run, but running's bad for you and it hurts my knees and back and I'm just too old to run. And these are people in their 40s and early 50s. Oh, we run form instructors like to say, it's not running that hurts you, it's often how you run. Okay, we're not trying to be know-it-alls, but considering many of us across the U.S. and world are still running pain-free in our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s plus, we can say this on based on experience. When you run with poor form or technique, you increase the risk of developing injuries like shin splints, knee pain, plantar fasciitis, or that fun IT band syndrome. I experienced all of these injuries myself before learning proper running form through Qi running. Running with poor form can also lead to inefficient movement patterns that over time cause injury, waste energy, and reduce your overall running performance and get you to that place of an injury by the time you're in your 40s or 50s. Just imagine if you're running with your feet splayed or your right foot splayed for most of your life, running life, you're ultimately going to have pain in your knees and your hips. So we like people to get their body aligned. But you might understand that, gosh, that makes sense. If my body's or my skeleton's not aligned and I'm repeating these patterns over and over and over time, just like having slouching, can really impact how you feel when you get older. So basically, I want to tell you that there are so many ways you can work to prevent that dreaded, oh, I can't run anymore. Running isn't bad for you. It's actually very good for your bones. It's good for your mind. It's good for burning a shitload of calories. And it makes you feel better, those free endorphins. So let's get on. Let's talk about 10 key points to consider regarding running technique and injury prevention. Number one, and I've talked about it before, posture. Okay, straighten up as you listen to this. Have excellent posture and alignment of your skeleton. Your eyes, shoulders, hips, and feet should face forward. Now, if you looked in a mirror and looked sideways, what we're looking for is your ankle to be aligned with your knee, hip, shoulder, and yes, even ear if possible. And you have that, if you could draw a line down, you'd see a nice vertical column. So this is so important. If you have back pain or knee pain and want to prevent injury, you want to have excellent posture. All right, second, engage your core. It is your powerhouse. When you run, walk, and exercise, an engaged core will help prevent falls and make you a stronger runner. And it really helps when you're running uphills to use your core, to really engage your core. Use your arms. Keep your arms parallel and in a 90-degree angle on flats. What you don't want to do is have your arms come towards your center or be way out in front of you, you know, like sashaying side to side. You want to have your arms aligned at an efficient 90-degree angle and allow your arms to glide back. So you want to, yes, relax, drop those shoulders and allow them to actually glide and move the way they are made to move. And see, the deal is the more tension, and I have learned this over time, the more tension you have in your arms and your shoulders and your back and your hands, the more energy you use up. And that makes you less of an efficient runner. So you want to let it go and you will flow. All right. Number four, watch your stride. Land more midfoot and take shorter, quicker strides. Avoid overstriding. Overstriding can lead to, more impact on your heels, your knees, all sorts of things. You can certainly do strides, play around with a little bit, but if you want to prevent injury and run for a long time, you really should work on having more of a shorter, quicker stride. You still can go very fast with a shorter, quicker stride, but you will be also preventing potential injury down the road when you run and down the road. Now, I tell my clients you can practice this shorter stride safely by taking off your shoes and running barefoot on grass or sand, you know, with that good posture, an engaged core, using your arms and having that shorter midfoot stride, quick. Okay, number five, apply physics. Allow your center of mass to fall slightly forward as you run. This is your gas pedal. So imagine, if you can, a tree. So you've got your great posture and you, and like a tree, you're falling forward, or like a ski jumper, or someone on a unicycler, or someone on a skateboard, or a Segway. They're not leaning over from their hips. Their whole body is moved. Their center of mass is moving forward. This center of mass, when you run, the more your center of mass moves forward, the faster you're going to go. So it is truly your gas pedal. All right, use cadence, or you can run to the waltz. Right, two, three, left, two, three, right, two, three. But run with a small metronome. We recommend a little Seiko metronome that you can find either on the Qi running website, or you can go to Amazon and get it. It's a teeny thing that you can clip on to your shorts or skirt, whatever you're wearing, leggings. But basically, you want to run to a cadence that's ideally 170 to 180 steps per minute. Now, some people say it should be up to 175. That you can do that if you're having a shorter, quicker stride. You can also listen to music that you love that has a beat of 170 to 180 beats per minute. You can also download a metronome app on your phone. So many options, but try running to cadence. I suppose you could actually even download some military cadence. I know there's some running cadence put out by the different military groups, you know, so check that out. All right, focus your mind. Be more mindful of your form and how you are moving in space with every run and walk you are doing. And I'd add, when you're strength training, I'll talk about that in a second, but, you know, do form checks, take in the nature around you and be mindful. So you watch for those funky breaks in pavement and distracted drivers. When you focus your mind on your running, you'll find that you become actually more relaxed because you're not focusing on your to-do list or what the kids are doing or your job or your lack of a job or whatever you might be bugging you. You're just going to focus on you, your breathing, your running, and the nature around you. And it has been proven that this helps us focus, not only be more relaxed, but help focus our brain, which is really good because we all need more focus in the day of the internet distraction. So, okay, number eight, wear appropriate footwear. Yes, ill-fitting, super heavy, high-heeled, or worn-out shoes can contribute to discomfort, inefficient running mechanics, and increase your risk of injury. Find a more neutral shoe that is cushioned but lightweight. Since I've been Qi running it's been a long time, almost over 20 years, I switched shoes. I used to wear I'm not going to name the company or the brand, but a really heavy shoe because I was, quote, a heel striker. And it was so built up and so heavy that I was prone to heel strike. And once I got into a more neutral, lighter, faster shoe, I was lighter running and faster. And I had had no more heel pain. I had no more IT band pain because I was running in a more neutral, lightweight, but slightly cushioned shoe, and I was focused on my form. So I personally love the ASICS OrthoLite running shoes. I've worn ASICS for a long time. I always get their real neutral, but cushioned shoes. So you can check that out. All right, now listen to your body. Pay attention to any warning signs or discomfort during your running. Are you feeling tight in your shoulders or stress? Do you have back pain, knee pain? Check in with your posture. You know, are you running over your knees? Are you taking huge strides and heel striking? Are you stressed? Okay, shake it out and take some nice inhales and exhales as you focus on your posture and you get reboot. Say, ugh, I'm gonna shake this out. I'm gonna focus on myself again and my form. You know, drop your shoulders, allowing your arms to glide and get some good breaths in. But pain, particularly sharp or persistent pain in your knees or your back or your feet, really should not be ignored for long. Don't delay. Just get yourself to a doctor and figure out what's going on so you can get on the road to healing. So don't delay on that. Number 10, add cross training and strength training. They rock. Changing it up will make you a better runner, prevent overuse injuries, and improve your overall health and longevity. I mean, there's tons of research on this. So incorporate cross-training activities and strength training exercise into your routine 2 or 3 times a week. This will truly help improve your muscular balance, your core strength, your flexibility, and overall body strength. Focus on strengthening your upper body and the muscles that support your running movements, such as the core, your booty, your hips, and your lower legs, your calves. Just do it all. The strength training is your essential RX for being healthy as you get older and to help you running. Number 11, lose that belly. Excess weight and a big belly is a freaking killer prescription for your knees and back. I mean, you're just asking for back pain and knee pain and maybe foot pain when you have a big belly. And I know a lot of people gained weight over COVID and it's getting hard to lose. But if you just commit to starting, forgive yourself. We all need to forgive ourselves for, you know, what we did wrong. You know, sometimes we're the hardest people to forgive. But forgive yourself for getting a little belly or a big belly. But say, it's time to change, okay? We're going to begin anew. And you want to start out just with, try walk, jogging, intervals a few days a week. You know, just and figure out how you can drink more water and eat better and get on the road to healthy living again and try to drop that weight. You know, even a pound a week is a beginning, a start. But I would suggest take all these things into account, having great form, you know, using your core, using your arms, and, you know, having great posture, and just throw in some walk, jog intervals. You can even just do that throughout your neighborhood, you know, walk from one mailbox to another and then jog to the next one and just repeat that over and over. And then soon add more time when you are running or jogging and then run. So just see how it goes and give yourself a break, but get back at it. Okay, because it's not good for you. We all know that. It's not good for any of us. Okay, so it's not running that hurts. It's often how we run that causes pain and injury and stops us for running for the rest of our lives. I want you to realize you can run with good form and you can get back to running. I want you to love running again. It's fun, like I said, burns a load of calories, and it's excellent for our mental health and those lovely bones that carry us around for a lifetime. All right, thanks for listening. Reach out to me if you have any questions at virtualathlete.com.